Today's share is sponsored for a Fush Lama for Mirlbas Sora Gittel to continue this shiur on a regular basis. We need your sponsorship. Please help us keep the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chassid Shurim coming by choosing to sponsor. To sponsor, please go to www.rabbifishman.com or email rabbifishman@gmail.com and let us know you'd like to sponsor a shiur in memory of somebody, for a Fush Lama for somebody, a yard site, whatever it may be. Help be Marbitz Torah. There's thousands of downloads of these shurim. All of it's for free. But there are costs and expenses in producing these shurim. So if you can help us, it is greatly appreciated. We are in Perek Tezayin. We are up to Sif Chaf Hei on page Reish Lamed Ches and Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa in the new print. Mizchak Chamesh Esrei. He says the game of 15. What's the game of 15? V'hu luach asheb mizgar te nimtza Misbar zeh shel ribuim musumanim ba'isis ay besafres v'heim nitnim lahazaza mutl sachri b'shabbos yontif. So if, I don't know how much, I haven't seen these toys out lately, but there was a very common toy years ago, a little plastic thing that had a frame in it, that was 16 square spots in it, but only had 15 squares in it, and it was either A through whatever letter, or it was 1 through 15, and you moved it around on the board with your finger to get it in order. So he says you're allowed to move that around in order to get it in order on Shabbos and Yom Tov. V'chein adin legabe mischak kubo hungarius. He says so too regarding a Rubik's cube. Shechelke ha-mischak mechubarim zel hazeh, that the parts are all attached. We're not talking about putting together a Rubik's cube or detaching a Rubik's cube, but doing a Rubik's cube to get all the colors in the right place, that's mutter. Ach, im ha-idei hazazes ha-chalokim mischak neitzes t'munu asl hazizah. If it's a typical Rubik's cube that's just the colors, that's okay. If there's an image that will be made by the completion of this Rubik's Cube. So, a Rubik's Cube, when you put down the Rubik's Cube, or you blow out a Rubik's Cube, or you kick a Rubik's Cube, it doesn't move. Everything stays where it is. So, if you're creating an image, if the Rubik's Cube, when you put it together, creates a picture, why don't you not do such a Rubik's Cube on Shabbos? But a typical Rubik's Cube is okay. Siv Chavav. Also, lachtein b'chaisamais, one cannot stamp with a rubber stamp on Shabbos. You can buy these like sets of rubber stamps where you take the letters, you put them in this like plate thing that holds it, and you create your own custom name or whatever you want to stamp. So you cannot take those rubber letters and put them into that slide piece to create a rubber stamp on Shabbos. Putting that next to it, since those letters will stay the way they are in that frame piece, you cannot do that on Shabbos or remove those letters on Shabbos if you had a stamp. Okay, but and you obviously cannot stamp with a stamp on Shabbos. That's Ksiva. You can't use it. Top of page Reish Lamed Tes, Sivchav Zayin. Ein letzalim b'matzlema mikol suk shehu. One may not photograph, take pictures, any type of pictures. Vadei she'os lefateach film. For those who remember what a film is, you cannot develop film on Shabbos. Today, I don't know if anybody knows what developing film is anymore, but I guess we're dating ourselves. Or you cannot take film and print pictures of it. So that's Aser on Shabbos. That all goes into the Iser of Ksiva. So one may not do that on Shabbos. Siv Choches. Aser Le You cannot write letters or draw pictures on a glass on Shabbos. You can't make any patterns on a mist. It's frosted. Or you can't scratch into an orange letters. So too, you can't write with or in sand or dust. Let's say this crumbs of challah crumbs sitting on a table or matzah crumbs. You want to make out letters. One should not do that. However, one can just pick up their finger in the ear. You know, you have to guess. People play a game. They take their finger in the ear. They write out a letter. And people want to guess the letter they're writing out. That's okay to do. You can write out words like that. But you cannot make patterns on misted or frosted windows. You can't scratch into an orange peel. Or you can't write with sand or dust, or you shouldn't even line up crumbs on a table to make letters. Now the star says, "B'chol shel moed, on chol moed, aval pi she'asa lichtev by shelo l'tzayrich," right? Even though it's also to write shelo l'tzayrich, "Motor lichtev b'davar she'ena miskayim gein gear al gabi luach e bechelu ba'avik u'dema. Says, you know, with sand, with dust, or, you know, these types of things, non-permanent writing, that's permitted on chalamoid. V'gamut alitin liyiladim letzair b'chalamoid b'tzvoim b'eit sheksivim miskayemes b'kivin shedech tzirim eli zarek achet zman kotzer. Says you're allowed to give a kid coloring, you're allowed to give a child coloring pages to color on chalamoid. For them, that's entertainment. And it's not something that's meant to be a picture that you're going to hang on the wall. You know, you throw that out when the coloring book is finished. So that's permitted to do. That doesn't have any chashivas to it. And one can allow kids to do that on chalamoid. Siv chavtes. Kol mischak sheish bechituch egzera ayhadbaka os. Any toy that involves, or game that involves sticking, cutting, egzera, or sharing, I guess you'd say, ayhadbaka, or sticking something with glue, right, or even with scotch tape, us, right? So you cannot cut, even if it's a toy. You can't glue things together as a toy, as a game on Shabbos. One cannot do that. Siv Lamed. Also, l'shtamish b'Shabbos u'b'yom tov b'madbeikos asher madbeikim al hakir or al hanayor u'mativim oisam. One cannot use decals, or transfers, or things that you make, you know, it's dry, but you put up paper up against the wall, you make the paper wet, you pull the paper down, and there's, you know, whatever was on that paper is now on the wall. You can't do that. Kach she'ashkav al-yoyin in the fredus and miskalis ha'atmuna, or anything else where, you know, you put two layers of paper together, you take off the top layer, and the bottom has any type of writing. All these types of decals, transfers, and stuff like that, one cannot use on Shabbos. Siv lamed aleph, getting towards the bottom of Reish lamed tes, if you're following along inside. Aim lemnoya mi yeladim lases balune avir b'mei sabon ukedema, avil chatchila ein leim lem lases balunim kela. One does not have to stop children from blowing bubbles on Shabbos, but chatchila one should not give it to them to do. Adults should not blow bubbles on Shabbos, but children may do so. You don't have to stop them from blowing bubbles. It's not Shabbos, like, you know, we grew up, we never did it, but like I said, we're talking about here halacha l'maisa. It is, there's no per se isser in allowing them to do so. We're on the top of page Reish Mem. Also, l'schachik b'Shabbos kol mischak asuyim laharviach el hafsit. One should not play any games on Shabbos which one is going to benefit from the outcome of the game or take a loss if he loses. Okay, mischak asvivon like dreidel. I miss Chagzugay Prat, odds and evens. You know, basically, you're playing for money. One should not play such games on Shabbos. The Tevli money, Mishakim Shebehem, Mishnab Shebekesef, Meduma, Gem Mishak Arichos. And one should refrain from any type of game on Shabbos that symbolizes or that's emblematic that it uses money. He gives an example of Monopoly, Life, or other such games. Says the minig is to refrain from using play money on Shabbos. So the first day, if he was talking about real money, and even if the money's not on the table, but you're playing $10 for a game, and whoever wins it, you're going to pay the $10 after Shabbos. Right? Obviously, you're not touching the money. We're not talking about touching books. We're talking about playing. But you don't play for money on Shabbos, and he's going to say later, gambling should never be done anytime during the week or Shabbos. But definitely, one should not play those on Shabbos, and one should not even play with fake money games on Shabbos. Mesach Yekuvio. Games that you play by rolling your dice. And he's not talking about playing dice where you're playing for doubles. He's talking about against Lomas and Achashim, Mutarim. Like snakes and ladders. Like games which you roll the dice based on the numbers, you win. So there's no ksiva by rolling the dice and counting a 6 and a 2 and you say, oh, you put it together, you made an 8. There's no problem with that. You can roll dice on Shabbos to play a game that's ready to play. So you can play those games on Shabbos. If Lamed Hey, Mesachikim Kigoin Shachmat. Games like chess, dominu, the kalfe revios, right? Dominoes, or these other types of card games. You know, you have Uno and I don't know fish, go fish. I don't know whatever these other games you have. You're allowed to play them on Shabbos. V'ulam yesh lizorish lo laharfet b'seif a mischak esakelim esaklofim hashenim telesadin lefizug oitzeva akudema kimi sheish b'kach mishem isebreiro. Okay, so when the game is over of Uno or of chess or something like that, You have to be careful not to separate the pieces. If you leave all the pieces mixed in a bag, it's okay. But if you have one of those chess sets where you separate the pieces and all the pieces go back into a, like a certain styrofoam or whatever foam thing that's holding it, so that's brayer. You're not supposed to be separating things like that, doing, you know, miyun on Shabbos. So one should not do that on Shabbos. Well, I don't know, like, I get nervous from this game that the kids have to take called Perpetual Commotion. It's also, you're busy dividing it up by colors afterwards. So that is a problem on Shabbos. Meaning when you're taking the chess pieces and you're taking each piece, and that piece is, you're taking it biyad miyad to play right now a chess game. So that's bayer, that's mutter to do. Because you're allowed to do bayer biyad miyad, not with the keli, but with your hand for right now playing. So you're allowed to take chess pieces from a bag and play with it. The only time you might have a problem is sometimes people who have at home, like pieces from many chess sets that are sitting together. And the pieces are together, and then you're picking out pieces. And so you have to make sure to pick out the pieces you need, and not to pick out the pieces that you don't need. Let's say there's three queens, and you only need two queens. And you take out a bad queen to get it out of your way of looking for pieces. That would be a problem, because that would be taking what you don't need in bayer. You can only take out the pieces from the bag that you do need. So one should keep that in mind when playing. Okay? Si'if lamed vav, asur lamayin bulim, v'chein asur ladbikam. One cannot sort. If someone has a stamp collection, you can't sort your stamps on Shabbos, and you can't stick them to, like, people have these stamp collections, they get stuck to these special pages, can't stick them on Shabbos. And then he says, "Bulim she'enam muchsamim v'im'aynim l'shimush," any type of stamps which he says hasn't been sealed yet, which means, you know, when you mail an envelope, the way it's supposed to be is that the stamp gets stamped, so you can't reuse it. So those stamps which are still usable and are perfectly fit to be used to put on an envelope, those are mukta, you can't touch those on Shabbos at all. Any stamps which are meant to be sold, like any other item that's meant to be sold, even if they are stamped ready. What that means is, let's say you have a stamp collection, but you're a stamp dealer, and these are not meant just for your hobby collection, but to sell them. So even though they're not usable stamps, but anything that's meant to be sold, you can't touch on Shabbos. If you have expensive vintage stamps, those are muktzah. He says, we're going to see later in Perek Chav, where we talk about muktzah, machmas, chasar, and kiss, the things that have value that you're worried about getting ruined. Such things are muktzah on Shabbos. One has to be careful not to use them. We will stop over here today. Shiva sponsored for Rufus Shlaim from Miral Bas Sora Gittel. Please, those who are netted from these shiurim, and we know that there are thousands of you out there based on the downloads. We would love if you would help us out to keep them coming by going to www.rabbifishman.com and clicking on sponsor share link or emailing rabbifishman@gmail. Also, we are available on all podcast platforms free of charge. We also have Mishnah Berurah Shiurim that have over 60,000 downloads if you would like to learn Mishnah Berurah. And you could stay tuned. We are thinking of starting an additional podcast with other Sfarim and Halacha. If you're interested in sponsoring anything like that, please email rabbifishman@gmail.com to take part in the Sachzakas HaTorah.